And so it says that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. How many of you tonight would think that we might be living in an evil day? How many of you would say that tonight? The Bible says, above all, or it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. So this armor is something that is very important. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate on, or having on the breastplate of righteousness. I want you to notice something tonight as we look at the armor of God. It's very obvious the picture of the soldier, isn't it? Paul was trying to illustrate to these that he was writing to about a soldier in his armor, and he was likening it to a spiritual realm. He was showing us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness and high places and all the rest. And because of that fight and that constant battle, the devil roaming like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Because of that constant battle in our lives, we like soldiers must put on armor. And so I want you to notice it's very easy for us to pick up the illustration of the soldier. But I want you to think tonight with me about the armor bearer. You know, as we look at the Word of God tonight, we can picture that soldier very clearly. But do you know that in the days that the Bible was written, in the time that Paul penned this letter to the Ephesians, that every soldier was armed with an armor bearer? Somebody would place upon him the breastplate of righteousness. Somebody would stand behind him and put upon him the helmet and give him these different pieces and articles. And he would just stand with his arms out and allow his armor bearer to dress him, to arm him for battle. But I want you to notice something very important about the wording as we look at these things. He says in verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And so the soldier is told to stand as they put the coat of mail around his midsection, and he was girt about his loins were girt about with truth, as it says in the spiritual sense. But we can all picture that Roman soldier, and as his armor bearer would place upon him the coat of mail, if you will. And so as we read on in verse 14, it says, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. How many of you can picture in your minds the big breastplate of armor that they would put over the soldier and hang it over his shoulders? And it'd have a piece in the front, and it would cover part of his back as well. And then we go on and we see in verse 15, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. They would arm their feet as well. And in verse 17, if you will, we'll skip over 16. It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I want you to know something very important tonight. As the armor bearer was placing upon all these pieces of armor, putting on his coat of mail around his midsection, and putting the breastplate upon him to protect his chest, and from behind he put his helmet upon his head, I want you to notice it says, take the helmet. That word take is very different than the word taking in verse 16. The word take in verse 17 means accept it. Don't refuse it. In other words, the armor bearer would put it upon his head and he was to take it, to receive it. But the word taking in verse 16, where we talk about the shield of faith, meant that the soldier's job, his effort, was to take the shield himself. So that makes it very unique, doesn't it? Every other piece of armor that he would carry into battle was placed upon him by the armor bearer, but the shield of faith was something that he was to take up himself. You know, God has equipped us with a lot of things in our lives. We need to understand that. He has given us the breastplate of righteousness. We are coated in the blood of Christ. Amen. He has protected us in so many different ways, and he's provided so much that keeps the devil away from us. But when it comes to faith, my friends, that is up to you. Now, I want you to think about this tonight. How big would your shield be if it were dependent upon your faith? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever seen the old Roman soldiers as they fought? And they had two different types of shields, didn't they? They had the shield that was 4 foot high and 2 feet wide, and it was a large shield. And by the way, that's what the scripture's talking about. They also had that little rounded shield that they would carry on their forearm, and it was called a buckler. And they would use a sword and they would protect themselves with their shield and they would fight back with a sword. But this, in the scripture here, it's talking about the type of shield that you would use in a battle of bow and arrows. We see that it is meant to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And so it's talking about that 4 foot shield, that 2 foot shield that you could squat behind and hide behind. But I want you to notice tonight, as we think about the dependence upon our faith, it's a shield of faith. And I'll ask you again, how big would your shield be if it was dependent upon your faith? You ever thought about that? Everything else was given to you, everything else you are equipped with, but that shield depends upon your faith, how big it is. Can you imagine? We wonder why sometimes we falter and fail and stumble, but the Bible says it's the shield of faith. I wonder tonight, are we really carrying the type of shield that God would have us to carry? Is the size of your shield the same size as your faith? What if the strength of your shield was dependent upon the strength of your faith? You know, sometimes we don't know how good those things are until they're tested. You ever thought about that? We can carry a shield into a battle if we're talking about a physical battle tonight. We can carry a shield into battle, but we really don't know how good it is until it's tested, do we? Your commanding officer could give you some sort of flak jacket, or he could give you some sort of weaponry, and you could say, well, this is going to protect you in the heat of battle, but we really don't know until it's been tested. You know, our faith is going to be tested from time to time. And it's so important that our faith holds firm. I believe tonight that the strength of our shield is dependent upon the strength of our faith. Because the Bible calls it the shield of faith. Listen, are you depending upon the Lord tonight? Are you trusting Him to win the battle? I want you to notice not only the dependence of our faith, but the design of our faith. You know, that shield was designed to do something. That shield of faith, the faith that God has placed upon your heart, it is designed to do something. And it says it right in verse 16. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, now look what it says, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I want you to notice that word quench tonight. You know, the word quench has more than one meaning, but I believe both apply here. Quench can mean to extinguish. Like to quench the Holy Ghost or to quench a fire. It can mean to extinguish or to put out. The Bible talks about the fiery darts of the wicked. It is so important that we have a shield of faith tonight, that we are putting our trust in the Lord and in Him alone, because the devil is shooting those fiery darts. And they need to be quenched. They need to be put out. You know, a lot of trials come in our lives, and we're just going to be putty in the devil's hand if we can't put out those fiery darts. We need to trust in Him. The word quench can also mean to satisfy. I got thinking about that, and I was thinking about those fiery darts. Those darts thirst for blood. And they're satisfied when they pierce my shield and find only the blood of Christ. Isn't that a wonderful thought? As the devil, he can throw whatever he wants at me. He can bring all hell against me. But the Bible says that when I'm covered in the blood of Christ and I have my shield of faith, those fiery darts are quenched, they're extinguished. But not only that, they're satisfied because Jesus Christ took all my burden. You know, the Bible says that in Colossians chapter 2, by the way, that's why I like, it is well with my soul. You know, this Brother Bowman tonight sang the third verse. I told him the other night that I believe that that third verse is one of the greatest verses of song ever written. My sin, oh the bliss of this wonderful thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole, has been nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise. I told him the other night, if you ever skip that verse, you're fired. So tonight he went right to it first off, amen. But in Colossians chapter 2, that verse has scriptural foundation. It talks about it took not only our sin, but it took the ordinances that were against us, or the laws that stood against us, and they were nailed to the cross so we don't have to bear them anymore. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Not only is our sin nailed to the cross, but the law that accused us was nailed to the cross. And so now when those fiery darts of the wicked come, they are satisfied by the blood of Christ and not mine. You know, I could never bear those things. I could never handle what the great accuser throws at me. Every time the great accuser says anything about Al Fury, he's absolutely right. But those fiery darts are quenched by our faith in Jesus Christ. We are covered in the blood. I want you to notice another word in that verse, in verse 16. We're talking about the design of our faith. They're designed to quench the fiery darts. But look at it. It says quench all the fiery darts. Listen, friend, failure is not an option. Victory is always available. You know, it's sad to see that when trials come, a Christian's faith falls apart. That ought not be the case. That ought to be the time where our true colors come forward and we show that we have a real Savior. We sing the song, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. We sing it, but do we believe it? Do we believe we have a God that is able? If we do, then we ought to have a faith that says, I'll quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I want you to notice tonight, if we believe that that is the design of our faith, then we need to develop our faith. Our faith needs to grow. If the shield of faith in Christ protects from these attacks, then we must grow it and develop it. And by the way, friend, faith doesn't come through religion. It comes through a relationship. Romans, the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 17, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If your faith is going to be strengthened, you need to be a person of the word. You need to be into the word of God. The devil's going to attack. That's never going to change. The devil's going to send his fiery darts. That's never going to change. If you're going to have victory, your faith must grow. You must stay in the word. Faith grows through trials. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7 says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Our faith is going to be tried through fire. The fiery darts of the wicked. The tribulations and the trials of this world. Friends, how important do you think it is that we test our faith, but also grow our faith? Somebody has said this, a faith that cannot be tested is not faith at all. We need to be sure that we are putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ to fight our battles. By the way, do you know that faith also shrinks if we don't maintain it? You say, well, I'm saved, I'm born again, I put my faith in Christ, and you know, I go to church, but you know, I don't really read my Bible that much. Your faith will shrink. It will shrink. I can't tell you how many people that I have met that used to go to church, that used to do something for the Lord, that used to be involved, and now they're doing nothing. And their faith has shrunk. And it seems like their life is falling apart, and had they still been walking with the Lord and trusting in Him, all those trials would have been taken care of. But now, their life just falls apart. Your faith will shrink. We sing the song with the kids in Sunday school, don't we? Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day. Pray every day, read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. The other side of the coin was, don't read your Bible, forget to pray. And the chorus says, and you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. It's so true, my friend. This is the shield of faith we're talking about. It's dependent upon how big is your faith, how much do you believe that you have a big God. And I want you to notice the deficiencies of our faith, and we're almost done. As I think about those different pieces of armor back in Ephesians chapter 6, I have to believe that the helmet is perfect because it's the helmet of salvation. It belongs to God. I have to believe that the breastplate of righteousness is impeccable because that's the righteousness of Christ, not my own. But when it comes to the shield of faith, we need to realize that if our faith begins to falter, our shield will as well. You say, well, how could it possibly falter? Well, in the scripture we see that perhaps through failure to recognize there is a wicked one. The Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith, that you may be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. You know, so many today just, they don't believe in a heaven and a hell. They don't believe that there really is a devil. They don't believe there is a spiritual battle. But my friend, all you need to do is go down to the streets of Simcoe tonight to see that the devil is alive. All you need to do is look around our society and watch the news or read the newspaper, and you will find out there is a devil, he is a roaring lion, and he is seeking whom he may devour. And our faith is so important. Listen, don't fail to recognize there is a wicked one. You know, a lot of times we get in trouble in our life and in our families and such because we fail to realize there's a problem. I can't tell you how many people over the years that I've counseled for different reasons, marriages, whatever, that come to me too late. Dr. Gulacki, would you say when you pastored that was the case? That most people, when they came to you, it was already too late. They waited and you're kind of the last resort. I'm going to the Lord or I'm going to the preacher. But it's a last resort and it's too late. Friends, if you fail to recognize there is a devil out there, there is a spiritual battle going on, you're going to be in trouble. Because you'll get your family, you'll get your children. Listen, have the shield of faith. And you will fail to develop your faith in Christ if you are deficient in reading your Bible and praying and going to church. Listen, the Bible says, above all, God is saying to the Apostle Paul, to the people at Ephesus, above all, anything I want you to do, I want you to understand that I will give you the helmet of salvation. I will give you the breastplate of righteousness. I will have your loins girded about with truth. And by the way, this is truth. Not what we think or perceive to be truth. This is truth. And if this is perfect and this is impeccable and this is, you cannot destroy it. And so if we are loins are girded about with truth, we'll be okay. And the helmet is of salvation, that is of God, and the breastplate is of the righteousness of Christ. But friends, the shield is dependent upon you. Where's your faith tonight? How big is your shield? God says, above all, make sure you have a shield. Make sure that you're holding up your faith. Make sure you let the world know that Jesus Christ is your Savior. You see, when I picture that soldier going into battle, I think you can picture it with me tonight. It's the shield that's right out front. It's that testimony saying, I believe that God is big enough to take care of my needs. I believe that Jesus Christ is my shield. Friend, how big is your faith tonight and how big is your shield? Let's pray. Father, help us understand and speak to our hearts tonight. Father, we just pray that you bless our time together tonight. We've had such a good time of singing and Father, it's blessed my heart. I pray that you bless our fellowship to follow. May it honor and glorify you. Lord, for the next few minutes, we'll have an invitation. If you would speak to our hearts and challenge us about our faith, how important it is to have a shield, how important it is to stand in this evil day. Father, would you speak to each one of us? And we'll thank you in Jesus' name.